Welcome back, guys. This is Jacob with a Clear Path NBA podcast presented by Vendetta Sports Media. A little bit of lack of podcast this week due to a couple of scheduling issues, but I was able to get my good friend Blake Thornton to jump on today. How's it going, man?
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on? What's going on? Thanks for jumping on, Blake. He's actually filling in. I had a guy from Celtics blog that was going to jump on today, but he had we're rescheduling for hopefully a couple weeks in the future. But yeah, Blake, he's our feet on the ground Grizzlies correspondent, or my personal Grizzlies correspondent, Memphis Grizzlies correspondent.
if they have the boots on the ground in Memphis, I'm your guy.
Yeah, he has applied for media passes in the past. So yeah. That we have tried to get into the interview, the tough interviews. You're a season ticket holder. There's not been much to watch this year, man.
Man, I am telling you, it is for the fans like me, you kind of see the writing on the wall and you like root for losses at this point because the lottery is at least the top, you know, 5, 6, 7 players are pretty good players. They're potentially franchise altering players. So me, I'm hoping we lose every single game from here on out. But yeah, not much to watch so far. And what, 18 wins?
Yeah, we were just talking about that before we jumped on. 18 wins. Well, there's six different teams that are tied with 18 wins. So those are the bottom six. A few different loss. I think Phoenix and Atlanta have more losses than everybody, but that's pretty crazy that there's not a clear cut worst team. I guess there's just all this clump. Like no one can really predict, you know, who's going to get the number one pick. Maybe we have a chance.
you know, I was joking about it the other day. It's the Grizzlies really don't know how to win or lose or draft or like anything. Like we're like when we try to tank, we're the best team with 18 wins.
Yeah, we've managed to lose less than everybody.
Right. It's I don't know. It's right. even when you're trying to tank, you still aren't good at it.
And we also managed to not trade our only asset at the deadline, man, for anything.
I'm baffled.
Did you also see how evidently we were going to trade Brandon Wright to Houston, who he ended up signing with as a buyout the other day? We were going to trade him probably for like a second round pick or little player or something, probably like Troy Williams in a second round pick or something. And like, we just couldn't get it done in time. And that just pisses me. Like how, then you just lost him for nothing. It's just, come on guys, you got to get this. Like, how did you not get this done in time? It's not even that complicated of a deal. You're trading your 11th man on the bench Rockets because they can use him more than you. How did you not get that done? Maybe the Rockets were stalling on purpose.
No, we were just too busy trying to not trade Tyreek, essentially is what it was.
We were too busy ignoring Danny Ainge's calls from the Celtics. Like, if you're not trading Kyrie Irving, we're not trading you, Tyreek.
That's exactly.
That's probably Chris Wallace. Well, honestly, though, I thought Chris Wallace would end up giving Tyreek away for nothing to his boys up in Boston. That's his
Tyreek, you know, Evans for Kyrie Irving and Brad Stevens.
Yeah, it trades for the coach. I'd do that. I'd do Tyreek for Brad Stevens. Let's go.
Any day.
I'd do Marc Gasol for Brad Stevens.
Absolutely, I would trade anybody on our team for Brad Stevens.
Let's just trade our entire team for Brad Stevens and let's see what he can do on the free agent market.
A couple of future first rounders.
Yeah. Oh my God. That'd be fun.
That'd be nice.
But so there's seven teams that have not reached 20 wins yet. Brooklyn and Memphis and Phoenix are both lost seven in a row. The Knicks, who are 23-36, they're like number 9 spot right now. They've lost 8 in a row since, you know, that was kind of Porzingis got knocked out in the middle of that. They'll probably continue to drop because they have no incentive to win either. So we're looking, and I think Chicago will end up winning a few games. They're right below New York right now. So I think you're going to probably end up with around 8 teams that are just back and forth within a couple of games of each other all the way through the rest of the season.
Honestly, man, this is going to be an insane like finish to the regular season, because think about it. Like, you're on All-Star break. You're like going on vacation with your family. You actually like pause and like realize what's going on. And you're just like, oh wow, we suck, and so does 14 other teams. So everybody, it's gonna be a mad dash to the finish to see who can be the worst team.
That's a good point, because you're gonna see a lot of these guys. I mean, Phoenix is already in peak condition right now. They have played so bad lately. They're season tankers. So you're gonna have a lot of these teams that, you're right, when they come back from their vacation, they're gonna be like, well, there's only 25 games left until my next vacation.
Yes.
So let's just kind of pack it in. And I feel like there will be some guys for Memphis to do that too. I don't know. I want Tyreek to still play like he has been, but I don't think he's going to affect the game that much. Maybe you get Gasol a little bit disconnected. It's not easy. You know, he does that pretty regularly anyway. So hopefully you can continue to drop, because teams like Sacramento and Atlanta and Phoenix, like, they're going to stay. They know what they're doing. Dallas, you know, they're not, they have a terrible roster. Orlando, they might even be trying to win. They can't. they can't do it.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. So
I will say that I went to watch Phoenix play, yeah, and it's as bad as you think in person as it is on like live television. Dad bod Dudley, he is the only bright spot. He is the only bright spot for that
team.
He
loves running his mouth.
Man, I am telling you, no one on the floor is yelling or like talking to anyone, and he's constantly being the guy that's all like hyped up 35-year-old.
Dude, yeah, it's so ridiculous at this point, because he has to understand that, like, dude, you're just getting a paycheck.
Honestly, but hey, he's going to rock out.
The only reason they signed him a couple years ago was to just fill their salary needs, like, They had no intention of competing for the next couple of years. Like, they're probably hoping to next year, the year after, be in the run. He'll be retired by then.
Hopefully.
They're so bad. I don't understand. Some of their players I like. Just, I mean, they just lost Chris and Bender. They suck.
They lost 7 straight.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. That is so bad.
Yeah. If you look at the bottom 10 teams in the league, are all on losing streaks.
That's so horrible.
So bad. It's, yeah. And then you have Houston won 10 in a row. Boston, actually, that's another thing. Boston's lost 3 in a row. They were in the one seed kind of driving in. Toronto has overtaken them by 2 games, I believe. And that game, did you see the game last Sunday? Cavs-Boston? It was... Yeah.
So I think this is when people are going to start to realize their love affair with Kyrie Irving. Don't get me wrong, I love Kyrie Irving, but Boston's still like a year or two, in my opinion, 2 years away. You have to get Gordon Hayward back into the mix. Kyrie Irving is Kyrie Irving. He's awesome. He's only going to continue to get better. But you have all these guys like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum who are going to have to learn how to play with Gordon Hayward, and it's going to be a reality check next season. So I mean, there's still a couple years away, in my opinion, and I don't know. I think Cleveland, especially after this trade deadline, still comes out of the East.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing too, is that you know, they're like, oh, we're doing this in spite of Gordon Hayward's injury, and you know, they still may compete in the playoffs fairly well. I think if Cleveland hadn't have made the moves they did, there was a chance that you saw Toronto or Boston win the East. I think there was a chance, small chance, at least better than it was now. But you're right. Coming back next year, I mean, Gordon Hayward's going to have to be a starter. You're going to have to be like, okay, Jason Tatum, you had a great rookie season. Now you're going to move to the bench. I would assume that he's too small to play the four. And so you're going to have to hope that he takes to that. You're going to rework that lineup a little bit, figure out what you're going to do with Marcus Smart, if you're going to pay him. So they have a ton of assets. They got a lot of great young players. They have the right, I guess, all-star talent there with Irving and Horford and Hayward. But it's not a seamless thing. And obviously they're struggling right now. So we'll see. I think they should have made a move at the deadline. I think they should have gone after – I think they should have traded for Tyreek.
Dude, my thing too is like, not many people are talking about that. Like, they're not looking past this year when it comes to Boston, and it's they've lost 3 of their 5-5 in their last 10. I mean, Kyrie Irving can't carry the team like LeBron carried all of his teams. I know that people were saying that, oh, he's going to get out of LeBron's shadow and be better than LeBron. And he's going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just, he's an awesome player, but he can't carry a team like a KD or a LeBron or, you know, a Jason, mm-hmm. I mean, a James Harden. I mean, it's just, you can't do it.
No, he's a great player. I love watching him play. But when he's off the court, they struggle so much. And similar to a LeBron, but he doesn't have the same effect on the court. And it's just a different, I mean, LeBron is the prototypical wing player that kind of can do more than, you know, Kyrie Irving's a smaller guy. He needs players around him. He can be the best player on a team. I think even if Hayward was healthy, I think he's the most talented player on their team. But he also would have some complementing pieces there. And Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are just younger. You know, him and Horford have played well together. They still have some problems with their front court. It's not smooth sailing. I think this was a year, even with the Cavs trades, I do think they're still the favorite in the East. They're not as strong as they were in the past. I mean, you know, their second best player is now on your team, Kyrie Irving. So yeah. I think making a move at the deadline, Greg Monroe's not enough. He's a solid player.
Nice addition.
But your biggest problem is bench scoring and scoring when Tyreek's not in the game. I mean, Terry Rozier has played well, but he hasn't shown that flat. Like he's not shown that he can consistently come in for Kyrie. And he's more like kind of a second fiddle even. A lot of times when Smart was healthy, he wouldn't even handle the ball. It would be Smart. It would be Marcus Smart. So I think the trade was there for Tyreek. I think they just didn't want to give up a little bit. I think it was like Yabusele and a couple of second rounders. Memphis said no to that. I think they should have done what they needed to do to put Memphis over the top to get Tyreek. Because I really think that would be a fun, like a interesting team with Tyreek on the second unit.
It'd be nice. They'd have that. That quote unquote veteran scoring that they would want. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
yeah.
So if we're continuing to talk about the East, Toronto, they're having their own set of problems with, you know, whose side are you going to take? Bradley Beal, John Wall, more like Gortat is coming out and trying to publicly take Bradley Beal's side. So they're just going to implode from the get go. So, I mean, it's just,
there's some issues out East. There's some issues in the East. I think Washington is the fourth seed right now, when Wall comes back, there's going to be some fun discussions.
Yeah.
Cause I think he's coming back right at the playoffs and like, what are you going to do?
I was reading something the other day. It was actually, I got it from the sources, say NBA, the Ringer podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that John Wall and Gortat have met and they're still at odds. So, you know, so it's not looking good. I know that when push comes to shove, John Wall is never leaving the Washington Wizards. So it's,
I don't know, man. I could see them trading him.
No, not a chance,
dude. I really do. He has heard something weird about his contract is that this year and next year, he's still making like $19 million. And this mega supermax thing that he qualified for last year he signed an extension in the offseason and he still had 2 years left on his deal. So it doesn't, he increases from like $19 million after next year to like $30 million per year. And if they did try to trade him in the offseason, like that would be funny. Like they sign him to this huge extension and they just ship him out. I think I would look into it because I think you've seen what the team can do without him. And I think if you were to add, I don't know, trade him to a place like Sacramento, who would love to have a star like that.
No way.
A couple of young pieces, like get De'Aaron Fox or something like that. I mean, maybe they could include him in the deal. I don't know. I feel like you could get Sacramento to do anything you want pretty much. But I don't know. I think he's obviously an all-star, but.
I mean, he's the face. I don't think that they trade him away and make Bradley Beal the face of the Washington Wizards.
I don't know. It's at least something to think about. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, but
no.
But
dude,
yeah,
check out the West, dude. What we got going in the West?
It's just top heavy. I mean, Houston overtook Golden State after last night. They're the one seed going into the All-Star break. So it's going to be fun, man. I really hate that Boogie got hurt because I really think New Orleans would have been a fun playoff team. the way it is right now with Minnesota OKC, that would be a hell of a first round.
That would be insane.
I feel like the starters in that series are just going to play like 45 minutes apiece.
Yeah, they're never going to play another game.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler will play all 48 minutes. Mm-hmm.
I like Denver to maybe upset. If they end up playing San Antonio, I think there's a chance they upset them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think unless Kawhi comes back.
Yeah. No, they're having their own problems because, like, don't get me wrong, I love San Antonio and the Spurs, like this popping the Spurs, but I don't think Kawhi is, you know, they're not on the same page right now.
Yeah, and he may just decide to, I'm going to just stay the rest of the season out, which I don't think is a bad idea. I mean, you're not winning anything. Like, keep him out the rest of the season. You know, honestly, I could see San Antonio sweeping the Denver out of nowhere. Just, you never know with them. Like, they're so well coached. But yeah, I think that's an opportunity. Denver's a fun team. I really like what they're doing. I think that would be fun to see them move on. Then Houston, obviously.
I think the Jazz end up sneaking in.
Yeah. The Jazz. Oh, yeah. Please replace Portland.
Please.
I actually think they're going to replace New Orleans. They didn't. New Orleans, man, trading their first round pick for Mirotić. I know why they did it, because the coaching staff in the front office, if they don't make the playoffs, they're probably going to get fired.
Gone.
That's why they did it, but they don't care about the pick. But that's going to end up being a lottery pick now that Chicago is going to have. Chicago is probably going to have two lottery picks. So,
dude, that's insane. Yeah,
so that'll be good for them. But New Orleans, you're kind of back in the same boat. You're just going to have to re-sign Boogie. But yeah. So other than that, I mean, playoffs. That kind of felt like this week was kind of low key. I mean, I feel like much was going on.
No, I was extremely upset because, like, outside of you know, Valentine's Day, there wasn't any games.
Yeah, there wasn't. I mean, even last night, your Warriors Blazers game. I mean, I just can't get fired up for that.
I mean, hey, but that was a hell of a game, though.
It was, yeah. I mean, I think kind of Boston Cleveland, like last Sunday, it was like, all right, now we're ready for the All-Star break, and it's like, Well, now we got a couple extra games. But I actually didn't think they were playing. I didn't think there were games tonight. I thought it was, but there was two. But I do want to talk to you about the All-Star game.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Let's put our feelings out there. First off, Team LeBron or Team Steph?
Dude, let me just first of all say that if any of these NBA players go on to like be a GM, Steph Curry would get fired within the first 3 years of his GM contract.
Why?
It is the worst put of all the people that you could have drafted. It's terrible.
You don't like his team?
No. Horrible.
What?
Yes. Think about it. You had DeMarcus, Kevin Love, Kristaps Porzingis. They can't even play.
Oh, no. This is LeBron. That's not Steph's team.
No, I know. I'm talking about, like, I mean, it's just LeBron's team is amazing.
Really? I kind of had the opposite opinion.
Oh, my goodness. No way.
I mean, you got Goran Dragic and Kemba Walker on LeBron's team now.
Those are subs, yeah, but still.
Yeah.
If you're talking about initial reaction, I looked at LeBron's team and was like, dude, this is absolutely nuts.
Well, they do have KD and LeBron and Anthony Davis. So that right there, your top three is pretty freaking good.
Dude, think about your starting five. Kyrie Irving. Who's going to start the two? That's the only question, I guess.
I mean, Kyrie and DeMarcus is out. So I think Aldridge or Andre Drummond's going to start. I can't remember who they subbed in for that one. But Kyrie's not a bad kind of spot up guy. I mean, he'll go one-on-one. That's all what the All-Star game is all about anyway.
if you put AD, KD, and LeBron on a team, it's not fair.
Hey, I'm ready for it. I think Steph's team is deeper, like top to bottom. LeBron's bench, not that inspiring. But we'll see.
The Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. I just think that Steph, with having like Towns and Clay and like Draymond on the bench and Jimmy Butler, who could have even been a starter this year, like that, I think they have a pretty decent starting lineup. Definitely LeBron, but you know.
It's going to be fun. I didn't know that you were going to be team Steph. So that actually kind of worked out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was team LeBron when it first happened, but then I just started looking at it more and was like, I feel like Steph kind of just has a deeper team. Really what happened when the injury started happening, it just deteriorated LeBron for me. Cause it's just like, you know, I feel like it had just been more fun with Wall and Boogie and Porzingis and even Kevin Love playing together. So I don't know what I mean. To be honest, it's going to be a fun. I think they're probably going to set the scoring record again.
Oh, absolutely. Just think. Okay, so I saw this. You know that Uber thing that like carry a champion, riding with a champion.
Yeah.
LeBron and KD did one of those together. It came out today.
Wait, what? How did I not see this?
Yes, it came out today, and it was like, you know, it kind of made me think like they're setting the tone for a LeBron to the Golden State Warriors move.
Like, oh, you think, dude, ESPN's like trying to slide that in?
They're trying to create the narrative. And I mean, hey, I watched it, so
yeah, for real. I mean, that is an interesting, because they kind of came out with that report the other day.
Well, Shaq came out today and said, he was like, dude, you're getting older. You have three rings. Mm-hmm. Go get three more.
Yeah.
Like why not?
That's true. I mean, whether it's clickbait or not, I mean, it's a storyline that people are going to that want to talk about it. So
it's something to think about. Think about it like this. You're already kind of the villain in everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. Why not just own up to it?
Yeah. That would be crazy if he was there. Holy crap. That would be insane.
You wouldn't be able to get a ticket to your hometown team.
Nope. Only way I go now is if I somehow get like free ones. I'm not paying to go. The thing is, though, I'm not paying over $100 or $150 to sit in the upper deck. Like, no.
No chance.
Not a chance. No way. No chance. Like, not going to do that. So
the ticket prices will soar if LeBron and KD are on the same team. Oh,
and you know what? In 2 years, they're moving into the Chase Center, which is going to be in San Francisco instead of Oakland. And it's probably, they said, it's going to have like the most insane number of sponsorships or something like that. Like, it's going to have, people are just lining up to sponsor it. And it's going to be such a high ticket. You're not going to be able to afford it. Nobody.
I mean, I can't even, aren't the Warriors charging like a buyer's right? Like, you have to like buy the rights to the seats.
I'm not sure. I know that there's a line for season tickets. I know you can't. Get them right. It's like the Packers.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I know that some NFL teams do it. Like, so if I was going to buy Tennessee Titans tickets, I would have to buy the rights to buy tickets.
Oh, you mean like basically save your spot?
Yeah. Like, you have to purchase the right.
Yeah. Like, to bet, you have to purchase the right to stand in line to get, not stand, literally stand in line, but to be in a theoretical line or imaginary line to get tickets. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they're so, everybody wants them.
I think that may be the way. Cause I looked into, of course, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great idea. I'm going to buy some tickets and resell them. Like no. Not everybody else has that idea too. But I looked into it like a year or two ago, and it was like, they're like, oh yeah, I mean, we can charge you this amount and you could be put on the list. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. So it's like,
that's just to get like upper deck. The only thing I could afford.
It was like pay $1,000 and we will probably let you get them all.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a hot ticket. And yeah. I can't stand their fans. We went to the Thunder Warriors game middle of last week. And a friend of mine, he's a Knicks fan, but he likes Russell Westbrook. I'm a fan of Westbrook. So he started an OKC chant. Like, we had good seats, like lower bowl. Like, we got hooked up. My company hooked us up. And he was just like, OKC. It was so fun.
No,
then he was cheering for Russ after he dunked. They stood up. I loved it.
Yeah,
because people were kind of giving us looks, but there was actually a dude in front of us that was a huge Durant fan, or a huge Thunder fan from like Kevin Durant days. So we had some backup if we needed to get in a fight.
Golly.
But yeah, I mean, what's kind of your MVP take? Like, who would you? I guess like we can always say like there's a front runner or the biggest names, but like throw me out there, even if it's a big name, just who you think is going to win.
Okay. So,
or give me if you had to odds on favorite to win and then a dark horse.
Okay, so here it's going to happen. They're going to set the scoring record again. Mm-hmm. Team LeBron going to handily win by like 5-10 points. Anthony Davis is my favorite to win the NBA All-Star Game MVP.
Yeah, the repeat winner. He won it last year too.
Yeah, I think he is. Mm-hmm. He's going to do it. Just think about it. There's no real like L.A. ambassador. Like, okay, maybe DeMar DeRozan since he's from L.A., but like
– or Paul George. But he's not a starter, okay, I mean, so
– yeah, so I don't – yeah. Plus, Paul George should just stop talking to the media.
It's true.
But, yeah, no, I think AD, I think he – I mean, he's at least my all-star pick.
What about your dark horse?
If I'm going dark horse, I'm gonna just throw a wrench in it and say Vic Oladipo.
Okay, I mean that would be compelling. I've really liked watching him play this year.
He's exciting to watch this year.
Yeah,
like just if you think about it, the Thunder traded away an all star for an all star essentially.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
I mean.
Nobody thought it was going to be that way when it happened.
Dude, he lost all this weight and got in shape. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so insane to watch. So
yeah, they got a steal, I would say. Well, I mean, to give up Paul George, it's hard to say you got a steal, but I think they, in the long run, you're not going to really criticize that trade as much as people did on day one. So
no. All right, who you got? Hey, let's hear your
take. I think MVP, front runner. I think I'm going to pick the Greek Freak, Giannis. I think it was in the – I think he was in the All-Star game last year, and he kind of – there were some moments that he kind of took over and was, like, playing way harder than everybody else. And I think there may be – he's really embraced his, like, superstar – over the past 2 years, and he knows that like he's not just kind of like, oh, I'm popular, really. Like, he knows that he's a fan favorite. He knows that people love watching him play. He knows that he is a freak, and I think he's going to go out there and probably try to go, you know, like triple double territory and put up like 40
triple double with
triple double with 40, something like that. You know, I think he'll play a lot. He'll want to play a lot. Guys like Steph and you know, Harden, they're kind of just like, they're just there for the party type aspect and everything. My dark horse would probably be Lillard, just because he always acts pissed off and he's always disrespected about something. Like, he always is going to act like he's disrespected.
Always.
And the thing is, it depends on like how much they play him. Like, he may, you know, go up to the coach and just be like, I want to play extra. Even a lot of these guys want to just sit around and have fun. I actually want to go out and prove something. Play me a few extra minutes in the second half. Cause a lot of times you can stack up by those threes and nobody's guarding you out there on the perimeter. So he may end up with 40 points out of nowhere and, you know, like, oh, well, he's the MVP. So fans like him. I think that's kind of a dark horse guy just because he could put up points in a hurry.
He's got a chip on his shoulder. I know that he is kind of overlooked at times, but
mm-hmm.
it's a good dark horse. I'm not going to lie. It's a really good dark horse.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, of course you got Westbrook coming off the bench too.
I know, dude. Damn, that's so insane.
He could always win the MVP. He's won it twice.
It wouldn't be out of the norm.
Him and Lillard just going back and forth.
I mean, insane.
Right. So then I wanted to kind of get your take on the anybody. I wanted to scan through the celebrity game just to see if there's anybody.
Dude, so
Bubba Watson.
Late.
Yes.
Late take. Quavo and Justin Bieber were late adds to each team.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And Quavo can actually play.
Quavo balls in them, and them LeBron 15s.
Ho, ho, ho. I like that. I like that. There's some interesting players out there.
So Quavo, Team Clippers, Justin Bieber, Team Lakers.
Okay, Bieber with the Lakers. We got Nate Rob. Oh God, why is Nate Robinson playing this?
Freaking Tracy McGrady, T Mac.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. He's not gonna do anything. He looks like he hasn't worked out since he retired.
Okay, so when I was looking at this, if you wanted to know my honest reaction to like scanning this,
yeah.
Favorite player that I'm like cannot wait to watch tomorrow night is Jason Williams.
Oh, is it White Chocolate?
White freaking Chocolate is playing.
Now, there's like 17 different people named Jason Williams, so I didn't know if that was him or not. I think it is.
I was about to say I think I double checked and it was him. Yeah. So if it's not, I'm gonna be
thoroughly upset. But it's not worth doing the research. Like I'm not gonna.
I looked it up once. I'm not gonna look it up again.
I'd rather be surprised. I actually want to see how bad of an athlete Bubba Watson is.
He's
gonna have a dad bod. There's no way.
Do you think he can run up and down the court?
No, not a chance. Of course, I'm probably missing some like. You know, Sports Illustrated story about how he was like a state championship winner in basketball senior year. So I'm probably just completely oblivious to it, but I really think he's not going to have a jump shot whatsoever.
Yeah. He's probably, you know, like, there's probably a story that he did an Ironman like four times.
Yeah. Like he's just this freak athlete that we don't know about, but I really feel like he's going to go out there and he's going to look like the dude who never played basketball before in his life.
Dude, just think, you have Bubba Watson and Anthony Anderson running up and down the court.
Dude, he's so funny.
For the team Clippers. He's so hilarious.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, and Jamie Foxx, see if he can ball. I've never seen him play.
He's apparently he can play pretty well. Common a staple in the Celebrity All-Star game.
Well, can you believe that Nick Cannon is in this? He's never in any of these things.
Do you think Nate Robinson? I've never seen him ever play in one of these things.
All-Star Weekend, Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson and Nick Cannon, this is the only thing they have. Nick Cannon hosts everything and any type of – he's probably in the celebrity softball game. I guarantee you he was like at the Pro Bowl. Yeah. It just – come on, dude. Like, yeah, that's like – and then Nate Robinson just – the dude could still be playing in the – or is of age to still be playing in the league, but he's just doing this stuff because nobody wants him.
Dude, dark horse Laker is Jerry Ferreira.
Okay.
The
entourage.
I'm totally kidding. Yeah, but I'm totally kidding.
I'm interested to watch Katie Nolan and Rachel Nichols because they're both hilarious.
Is Rachel Nichols actually playing?
No, they're the coaches. And Katie Nolan are the head coaches of each team.
I don't really get that Michael B. Jordan is a coach for the Lakers, but he's not playing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a. Maybe that's like a movie contract thing. I bet he can play, though.
Oh, dude, he can straight up ball.
Yeah, I would imagine. But, yeah, so Bieber, Quavo, that's interesting.
Dude, Bieber was the last time he played in the Celebrity All-Star game was when it was in L.A. in 2011.
Okay.
Fun fact, he was the MVP that year.
Uh-oh. What's a fan vote? At least Kevin Hart's not here. About playing. He will be there 100%, but
he will 100% be there. He would be going for his fifth MVP if that was the case.
All right, so I want to get your take on, I guess we get, is anybody fun in the Rising Stars game? Dylan Brooks, shout out. He's on the world team.
No. It's not even waste our
listing time. Listed on here. Yeah, there's not really. There are actually some. Like Ben Simmons is playing in this.
Is it really?
Yeah, Ben Simmons is playing in it. Jamal Murray. Like there's
okay, that's not bad. Yeah. Let's talk about
I
it.
I think
then.
Ben Simmons is probably going to try to do some stuff since he got spurned from the All-Star game.
Dude, okay, think about it like this. I'm looking at it now. I just navigated to it. You have on the U.S. team. Dude, it's actually really good.
Yeah, there's some – Dennis Smith and Donovan Mitchell are going to go off 100%.
Dude, they have De'Aaron Fox, Jason Tatum, Dennis Smith Jr. Dude, they have Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram playing too. Yeah. Jaylen Brown. Dude, I'm watching this game.
Yeah, I might be more in tune to this than the real game.
That's insane.
I think, I think the world team won last year, the past couple of years, but I think the U.S. got a pretty good shot. I'm glad Lonzo's not.
There's no, There's no chance that Joel Embiid plays in this Rising Stars game.
No, he's starting in the real one.
Yeah, there's
he's just
no
gonna
way.
Be sitting on the bench like doing nothing. I didn't even know you did play. You could play in both.
Apparently, he can. You can.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I mean, dude, this is the U.S. team. Is that's so? Just think, this is kind of showing us the you know the framework of what is the NBA.
Yeah,
in a couple
Rising
years.
Stars, man. And then you get to throw Dylan Brooks in there.
Hey, I'm not upset about it.
Yeah. Hey,
Shout out, Grizzly.
I hope he continues to be a good role player. Yeah, so that'll be a fun game to watch. Let's hit these challenges. Skill challenge. Who you got?
Let's do it.
We've got Spencer Dinwiddie, Joel Embiid. I love how they're just putting the big guys in there nowadays. Al Horford, Markkanen, Buddy Hield, Jamal Murray, Chris Stapps, which is not in it. Drummond and Lou Will.
Dude, I hope Lou Will just wipes
the floor.
I really
do too. I hope he takes it super serious and just kills everybody.
Because you know if he did take it super serious, he would win hands down.
Yeah. It's been these big guys that have been kind of the I think was it Karl Anthony Towns won last year or something like that.
Watch Andre Drummond, you know, come in and just wipe it. Wipe the floor.
Embiid's in everything.
I don't think Embiid's Embiid won't do
he's
well
gonna play more minutes this weekend than he did like the last 2 weeks for the Sixers.
You know that they were saying that he's pretty banged
up.
Yeah,
he's probably there's a chance he may not do anything. Like he starts and plays like 5 minutes and then comes out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one's not gonna be.
If I had to guess who was gonna win this game, it'd be or who was going to win the skills challenge, it'd be Lou Will, hands down.
I'd take him, too. The three-point contest, though, Tobias Harris in this thing, power forward, Tennessee zone.
Tobias Harris has been lighting it up.
He is. He's good. Eric Gordon.
I don't know.
Eric Gordon, Kyle Lowry, Tobias, Klay Thompson, Brett Beal, Paul George, Wayne Ellington, Devin Booker.
Dude, you know who's going to win? It's always the person with just an automatic three, no matter what. Just if you look on the list, who has an automatic
like
three, hands down, every time? Wayne Ellington.
The dude just – that's a good point. Like I think Eric Gordon won last year maybe. Like just perfect shots. I mean, I'd like to see Devin Booker win too. I don't know if his is going to be – he has a pure shot.
He has a pure shot. Yeah. If I'm wanting somebody to win, it's going to be Devin Booker.
Yeah, I want it
but
too. I'm surprised Paul George is in this.
I don't want Klay Thompson to win that.
No, I don't think he cares that much.
No, I'd be worried.
Kyle Lowry has to jump too high. He has a high jump shot, so he's not going to win.
Let's just, you know, screw it. I'm just going to go Tennessee Pride.
Tobias Harris. There you go. Let's go. And then to finish the night, the Verizon Slam Dunk.
Dude.
Oladipo, Larry Nance, Dennis Smith Jr., Donovan Mitchell. I think we're going to have – I think it's going to be a good year for the dunk contest. I think Mitchell and Smith are going to both come out and have a lot of hype, and then Oladipo is going to have some good dunks, and then Nance is going to do something crazy that that big guys don't normally do. So – all around,
dude,
pretty good.
Let's be honest, dude. Larry Nance is gonna underwhelm.
You think so?
Yes.
I feel like he's not gonna be like as creative with the ball. He may do something just stupid, crazy, or it just may be kind of boring.
See, yeah, no, okay, I can jump on that bandwagon. Yeah. But think about it like this though. He's really fun to watch doing in-game dunks. Mm-hmm. Like nothing crazy, like through the legs or create like some windmills, or he just straight up puts people on posters.
Yeah, so that is true. Maybe he involves some other people throwing him lobs or something.
Yeah.
See what Dennis Smith Jr. does too.
It's a good lineup, man. Yeah. It is awesome.
Yeah, it's
who do you got?
I think Donovan Mitchell is gonna have killer instinct.
You think so? I mean, if you're going to pick Donovan Mitchell, I can't pick Donovan Mitchell. I'm going to go the kid, Dennis Smith Jr.
Let's do it. I hope that's the finals. I just hope it's entertaining. I used to love watching All-Star. I still do, but I remember when I was younger, I would watch it all the time.
I just want to point out that when we used to live together, it would be like we would make of this a priority.
Oh yeah. Even when I was in like junior high, I was like pissed off my dad wouldn't change the TV over to All-Star Weekend because he can't stand it. And I was like, no, this is intense. I like watching the celebrity game too. I'm just stupid.
No, the celebrity game is fun. But like people are like, oh, are you like you trying to hang out on Friday or Saturday? And it's like
it's All-Star Weekend, bro. No. All-Star Weekend, yeah, NBA like, draft weekend, or NBA draft night. Like, I'm all about that. Appointment.
Like, count me.
Get some get some wings. Sit down.
Seriously.
Yeah. But yeah, man, thanks for jumping on, Blake. Thanks for having a kind of a casual convo. Wanted to get this out of the way. Got to talk about the All-Star game. Is there anything else you wanted to hit on before we get out of here?
No, let's just everyone be on that Grizz tank train.
Yeah, tank them down. Tank them down 901, I think, is the hashtag.
Golly, if it's not, I'll tweet that out right now.
Yeah, I think it is. I've seen some local guys do it, but
tank 901.
Give me Michael Porter Jr. somehow.
I'll take anybody that can be a good addition to the team.
Yeah, where can people follow you on Twitter, man?
Blake _ Thornton.
Ah, you're an underscore person too.
I am an underscore guy.
Yeah. Well, you can find me at Jacob McCormick _, and you can find our podcast at Clear Path NBA. And then also Vendetta Sports Media is at media_Vendetta. I'm not going to spell that for you, but yeah, this pod will be out, posted tonight, get it out, broadcast it tomorrow morning. We'll have a post on the website, some good content coming out, hoping to have a mock draft on Monday morning as well. So we'll be looking out for that. We'll do some fun stuff with the draft, mock drafts over the next couple of weeks. Other than that, man, thanks again, Blake. And yeah, absolutely. And we will see y'all next week. Peace.